My name is Joseph Venus Jr. It's pronounced like the planet, but the S at the end, and I go by Sonny. I was born in Bethel, raised in Nyack, Alaska, and then my family moved here in 1962. I've been here ever since, except for my military service, United States Navy. June 3rd, 1967, I served in active duty till 1 March 1971. However, I was on inactive reserve until 7 June 1973. In case they needed me back, they would have called me back. I got out of high school when I was 18. I didn't know what I was going to do. My dad, one evening, he said, "Son, why don't you just go serve your country?" Just nonchalantly suggested it, and then that's what I did. I served in the Vietnam conflict. Yes, I served aboard the USS Bennington. It was an anti-submarine aircraft carrier that had an armada of a task force of maybe 8 other ships that we deployed to the Tonkin Gulf. And my job was a radio talker for the air boss up in primary flight control, which is the tower aboard an aircraft carrier. I relayed message from the air boss to the squadron commanders, the pilots, the chiefs down on deck. It was very interesting. I got to see all the launches every day, fixed-wing aircraft and our helicopter squadron that we had on board. All wars are not good. I mean, thank goodness that we preserved our freedom here in this good old United States. Sure, there is times when you're afraid, but you get over it because you're trained to get over it or not be afraid. Just got to do what you got to do, and pretty soon, before you know it, your mission is complete, and you're luckily, I'm safe. I lost lots of classmates and good friends in Vietnam. It's depressing, but as for me being afraid, of course, but it was also an adventure. All the people I've met throughout my service, all great, nice people. They don't want to fight wars. They want to be friends. But in order to preserve our freedom here, we just had to do what you got to do to defend the Constitution of the United States. It probably made me, from being a young punk kid, to being more responsible and more respectable and more grown up. I came home March 17th, 1971. There was a St. Patrick's Day party going on at the VFW. Sompy Elliott was the commander, and he stopped all the music, let everybody not dance and to be quiet, and he got everybody's attention with his deep voice and welcomed me home out of the service, and that made me feel good. And he's the only charter member left right now. But I really treasure those moments, and I wanted to bring it up because in my travels, I've met maybe 6 or 8 World War I veterans, tons of World War II veterans and Korean veterans, and of course Vietnam veterans. And they're all great people. They all did what they had to do. Some of them had to sacrifice the ultimate, and they're not here anymore. But those are treasured moments for me. The Veterans Day is it all brings back good memories that you want to have, and it's great to be free.